But to get started, just some statistics on pass-through entities. You know, more than half the business income is generated either by sole proprietorships, partnerships, or S corporations. And so when you look at the number of people who have pass-through income picked up on their tax returns, it's about one in five taxpayers. So the use of pass-through entities is pretty heavy. The average amount of reported income in 2011 was about $26,000, excluding farm income and capital gain income. So you'll see they're, you know, pretty widely used. And when you look at the distribution of pass-through income, and again, this is based on 2011 statistics, you'll see that approximately 10% or 16% had less than $100,000. And you can just look at where the income falls, and you'll see that approximately 32% have income over $1 million. Now, that's a little bit different than the slide previously, but understand or remember that this number picks up capital gains as well. And then I find this slide fairly interesting, and that is the breakdown between active and passive income. When you look at partnerships, about 76% of the income reported by partnerships is active income, whereas 90% is reported as active income held in S corporations. And as we'll talk about, I tend to think, though there's not total agreement on this amongst people who practice in this area, that S corporations are great for service businesses.